The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Return of the Missing Witness. The Green Hornet strikes again! Company rich with heritage. That's the story of the Theater Guild, for 27 years synonymous with the best the American stage had to offer. And every Sunday night, ABC and the Theater Guild presents many of the stars and dramas they've introduced in the outstanding dramatic program, Theater Guild on the Air. When the show began last year, it attracted listeners because it offered something new, good theater, plays that had been successful on Broadway, theater that many people had never seen. In adapting these plays, the writers conscientiously kept to the theme and dialogue, and whenever possible, the original stars recreated their roles. And this year, ABC listeners hear their favorites from the main stem every Sunday night when it's curtain time for The Theater Guild on the Air, heard over most of these ABC stations. And now, The Green Hornet. A long, sleek black car purred through the back streets of the city toward the outskirts. It was like a sinister shadow on wheels, and the masked figure in the driver's seat was even more sinister. Once more, the dreaded Green Hornet was about to strike. It was after 3 a.m., and the passage of the notorious Black Beauty was unnoticed by the few passers-by who were still on the streets. The Green Hornet, known to his friends as Britt Reed, young playboy and publisher, spoke to his companion Cato, the only person knowing his identity as the Hornet.
We'll soon be at the Club Mayfair, Cato.
Why we go to Club Mayfair, Mr. Britt?
The owner of that club, Chick Carson, has his apartment there. The police suspect Carson of heading the numbers racket in the city. They've searched his office without turning up any evidence.
So Green Hornet trying to find evidence in Carson's apartment?
Yes. In the past month, two men who were going to be picked up on suspicion in regard to Carson's activities were murdered before the police got to them. Carson is ruthless and smart. He's a menace to the city.
Well, their club just ahead. We're coming up back way.
Yes. I'll pull up in the shadows. Better come along, Cato.
Yes, sir.
Carson's apartment is here at the back. The lights are all out. He may not be in there yet. I'll try this window. Give me a boost.
Yes, sir.
It won't take me a minute to get the latch loosened. I did it. I'll slide the window up and go in, and I'll give you a hand. All right, come on.
I'm ready.
Easy. There. Flash the light around.
Here, light.
This looks like the living room. Come on. There's a desk over there. I'll search it. Maybe I'll turn up something.
Someone come.
Uh-oh. I'll leave a hornet sealed. May start something. Come on. Hurry. Get through. Hurry.
Hey, wait. You there.
Run, Cato. To the car.
I'll get through, you dirty.
We have narrow escape, Mr. Britt. Bullets come very close.
Yes. Carson's a mighty good shot. We were lucky.
Wear your other glove, Mr. Britt.
My other glove? Yeah, it's in my pocket. I took it off to go through his papers.
I hope you're careful.
I was, Cato. Don't worry. Well, so far we haven't got anything on Carson. I'm hoping that in some way that Hornet seal I left will start something.
Early the following afternoon, Mike Axford, reporter on the Daily Sentinel, entered Britt Reed's office.
Hi, Reed. You've got some news from top headquarters.
What is it, Axford?
Well, no, it ain't supposed to be known. But Sarge told me they picked up a guy this morning who's ready to spill the beans about Chick Carson.
Hey, that is something.
The cops are keeping it quiet till they can build a case against Carson. They've taken the guy, a fellow named Jim Findlay, to the downtown hotel to hide him out. They have a plain clothesman there with him.
Wow. I hope at last they have a witness against Carson who can really give enough evidence to get a good case against him.
Sarge says this guy's got it, Reed. He'll be a surprise witness.
Look, Axford, go back to police headquarters and hang around a while. Find out all you can. And as soon as you get anything that isn't off the record, call in. Maybe the Sentinel will get a scoop out of it.
Okay, Reed. I'll go back to headquarters. I'll be seeing you later. So long.
A short time later, Britt Reed called his secretary, Lenore Case, into his office.
Yes, Mr. Reed?
Come in, Miss Case.
Yes, sir, right away.
This ought to be strong enough to keep the police on their toes.
What is it, Mr. Reed?
Take this editorial down to Gunnigan. Tell him to put it in the next edition.
Yes, sir. Say, this is certainly a strong editorial against Carson.
That's the way I want it to be. I think things are going to break against Carson before long. But the information I have is off the record. That editorial will let the police know we're behind them in their campaign to get Carson.
I'll take it right down to the city room. Well, I hope they do get something on him. He's behind so many crimes in the city. At least that's my opinion.
Mine, too. If the police can make a case against him, it'll be quite a feather in their caps. You better take that down right now.
Yes, sir.
It was after dusk. Axford was at police headquarters talking to Sergeant Burke when Inspector Evans stopped on the way out.
Sergeant, I'm going over to see if I can get anything more from that witness Findlay at the hotel. I'll be back in about an hour.
Okay, Inspector.
Say, Inspector.
Hello, Axford. What is it?
How about letting me come along? I'm keeping everything off the record, you know.
All right, come along. But remember, not a word of this must leak out until we say so. Understand?
Sure. You can count on me, Inspector.
Very well, then. Come on.
Arriving at the downtown hotel, Inspector Evans, accompanied by a policeman and Mike Axford, went directly to the room where the witness was being held.
Rap on the door, Cassidy. Three raps, then two. That's a signal we arranged with Clancy.
Yes, sir.
You better relieve Clancy so he can get some dinner. Then he can come back here.
Okay, Inspector. Funny he didn't come and unlock the door.
Yes, let's see. Well, the door's unlocked. Come on.
Hey, Inspector. The room's vacant.
Well, that's strange.
Maybe Clancy took Findlay out to eat.
Oh, no. The orders were that the witness was to eat in the room. Clancy knew that. Open the closet door. See if Findlay's coat and hat are there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're still... Holy mackerel, Inspector. Look here. Now,
what's the matter?
We better look. Suffering snakes.
Clancy, bound and gagged.
Look, he's wounded. His arm's bleeding.
Yeah, we'll take that gag off. Easy now. Easy does it.
Clancy, who did this? Where's Findlay?
He took Findlay. I tried to stop him. He shot me. The Green Hornet,
Holy crow! The Hornet, he says!
Sent here by Carson, I'll bet. This is serious. We get Clancy to a hospital and then put out a dragnet for Findlay. We've got to get him back.
Britt Reed was signing some letters in his office just before leaving for home.
There you are, Miss Case. I guess that's all for tonight.
Yes, sir. I'll get them out before I leave.
Good.
I'll get it, Mr. Reed. Mr. Reed's office?
Casey, let me talk to Reed.
Oh, just a minute, Axford.
Hello, Axford. What's up?
Plenty, Reed. You know that witness I told you about? Jim Findlay, that the cops were hiding in the hotel?
What about him?
He's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
That's what the cops would like to know. He was taken away by the Green Hornet.
By the Green Hornet? What makes them think that?
The cop who was guarding Findlay says it was the Hornet. The cop tried to stop him, but got wounded. He was tied up and stuck in the closet. Then the Hornet made off with Findlay.
But how did the Hornet get into the room?
Through the connecting door between that room and the next one. He came through with the passkey.
I see. What does Findlay, the witness, look like?
He's a little guy, about 140 pounds. thin face, black hair. He was dressed in a gray suit.
Mm-hmm. Can we print the story?
Sure. I already phoned Readwright. No use keeping things off the record now, says Inspector Evans.
Well, let me know if the police find Findlay. I'll be at home, actually.
Okay, Reed. I'll get in touch with you later. Evans is fuming. He's out to find Findlay and to get the hardest in the bargain.
I can imagine.
So long, Reed. I'll call you.
Goodbye, Axford.
Well, what's happened, Mr. Reed?
Axford says the Hornet took away a witness the police were holding against Carson. They were hiding him in the downtown hotel.
That chick Carson is smart. Now he's hired the Hornet to help him.
Well, Carson is smart, all right, in this case. Just how smart remains to be seen.
Leaving his office in the Daily Sentinel building, Brett Reed went to his apartment where Cato was waiting. He discussed the case of the missing witness with his trusted valet.
Carson is pulling a new angle by introducing someone posing as the Green Hornet.
Well, that's not good, Mr. Britt.
You said it, Cato. It won't be good for Carson if I can think of a way to get at him.
Oh, you expect someone, perhaps?
No. I'll see who it is, Cato.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Britt! Mr. Britt!
What on earth?
The body of dead man, it looked like.
Close the door. I'll drag him inside. He's dead, all right. Cato, I know who this man is.
Who is he?
Jim Findlay, the missing witness. I'm sure of it. I'll turn him on his back.
Mr. Britt, look.
What?
On his forehead. The seal of the Green Hornet.
Great Scott. Carson did this because of the editorial I put in the Sentinel today. We'll have to phone the police. But first, take that seal into our private laboratory and check it for prints, Cato.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'll call the police.
Police not get here yet?
No. They'll be here shortly, I'm sure.
Better you not say anything about seal on forehead, Mr. Britt.
Why not? The police already think Findlay was taken by the Hornet. And somehow I'll prove the Hornet didn't kill him.
But police want to look at seal. And that not good.
What do you mean?
I find fingerprint on Green Hornet seal. It your fingerprint. The print of Britt Reed.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. Sometimes we wonder why Willie Piper ever plans things. No matter how well-intentioned Willie's acts may be, something always seems to go wrong. On second thought, maybe it's best that Willie does get into those hilarious situations. If he didn't, our Sunday night Willie Piper show wouldn't be the delightful comedy it is. Then there are the heartwarming characters who make up the cast. There's Willie, a blundering, good-natured newlywed, who's still amazed that he's married. Martha, his lovable young wife. Mr. Gillespie, his domineering father-in-law. And Mr. Bissell, who's never without his bike. Combine the situations and the characters, and you've got a show you're sure to enjoy. Hear the tales of Willie Piper, tonight broadcast over most of these same ABC stations. And now, back to the Green Hornet. Upon hearing Cato's announcement that Britt Reed's fingerprint was on the seal, which had been placed on the forehead of the dead witness, Britt stood for a moment in silence. Then he spoke.
Cato, that can mean only one thing.
It mean it's seal you leave at Carson's place. I remember you take off glove. It big mistake you make.
I made a slip, all right. And by putting that same seal on Findlay and leaving his body at my door, Carson is telling me that he knows Britt Reed is the Hornet.
What do you do, Mr. Britt?
We'll wait until the police come here and remove Findlay's body. Then I'll decide what to do, Cato. Frankly, right now, Britt Reed is definitely on the spot. There they are now. Let them in, Cato.
Yes, sir. We not mention seal.
Reed, how did it happen? Who is he?
Easy, Mike. I'll ask the questions.
Say, this is Findlay, all right. Dead as a doornail, too. Been shot in the back.
Good evening, Inspector. Sorry you have to find your witness in this condition.
How are you, Mr. Reed? Guess this was quite a shock to you.
More than you realize. My valet opened the door and the body fell in. Somebody rang the bell, of course, but when Cato got to the door, there was no one in sight.
We got the body out right away, Mr. Reed. All right, boys. Get him out of here.
All right, let's
go. Come on. Funny the Hornet should leave the body here.
Huh. The Hornet's been sawing Reed in the Sentinel ever since they posted that big reward for his capture.
Yes, I forgot about that. Must have been his reason. Well,
We have a line on the Hornet at last. Maybe he won't bother Mr. Reed in the future.
You have a line on him?
Yes, and strange enough, too, it came from Chick Carson.
From Chick Carson?
That's right. He phoned headquarters just after you did. Told us that if we would come to his place at 9 o'clock, he'd disclose the identity of the Green Hornet.
I see. Do you think he's bluffing?
Well, that remains to be seen. But from what he told me, I don't think he is.
Just what did he tell you, Inspector?
He said he had a photograph of a Hornet seal that had been left on his desk. Also, he can show fingerprints taken from that seal, which would definitely point to the person who is the real Green Hornet.
Man alive, Reed. We sure get headlines out of that.
Who said it, Axford? I have a mental picture of those headlines.
Well, let's hope you get them. Come along, Sergeant. We'll get back to headquarters. Later, we'll go out to Carson's and find out what he really has for us.
Wait for me. I'm coming, too. See you later, Reed.
Good night, Mr. Reed.
See you, Mr. Reed.
Good night.
Well, you must do something quick, Mr. Reed.
You're telling me. Come on, we'll have to get to Carson before the police get there.
You go as Green Hornet?
Of course. We'll have to wait a few minutes before we go to the Black Beauty, so as to give the police a chance to leave. Then we'll go see Carson.
Britt and Cato waited about 5 minutes. Then, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in the bedroom, they went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building, which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Rick Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
This affair not make me feel very good, Mr. Britt.
I'm not feeling any too chipper about it myself, Cato.
If Carson divulged the identity of Green Hornet, then Britt Reed not only be arrested, but he go to chair for murder of Findlay.
I've been thinking about how things worked out, Cato. I believe Carson planned it that way after he found my print on that seal.
Well, then you not think Findlay picked up by the police by chance?
No. I believe Carson had him picked up. I looked up some data on Jim Findlay in the Sentinel Morgue. He was a petty crook working as a numbers writing man for Carson. He married the hat-check girl at Carson's nightclub. He's been very loyal to Carson up to now.
No matter what you do, Mr. Britt, Carson already know your secret, that Britt Reed is Green Hornet.
If I can get the evidence he holds, perhaps I can bluff it through. It'll be my word against his, then. I believe the police would take my word.
Well, that's true, but it leaves suspicion in minds of police.
I know. Well, we'll have to do what we can and hope for the best. Step on it, Cato.
A short time later, Chick Carson was seated at the desk in his office at the rear of the Mayfair Club when one of his men entered.
Well, what do you want?
Look, Chick, Stell Finney just found out about Jim. She's all broke up about it, says she wants to see you.
Tell her to go on home and lay off a few days, but don't let her come in. I don't want to talk to her now.
I'll tell her, boss, but she ain't going to like it. She says she has to talk to you.
You heard what I said. Tell her to go on home. Put one of the other girls in the hat check booth. Now, beat it.
Okay, boss. Tell Stell what you said.
Tough boss, aren't you, Carson?
What the... How did you get in here?
Through the back door. What's the difference?
So you heard about my appointment with the coppers, eh, Hornet? So you came out in hopes of grabbing that evidence, is that it?
That's it, Carson.
It's rather silly, isn't it, for you to be wearing that mask, now that I know who you are.
You're smarter than I gave you credit for, Carson. Much smarter.
I'm smart enough to know you won't dare use that gun you're holding on me, Hornet. Or, should I say, Mr. Reed. You see, I've already pressed a button under my desk that signaled my men there's someone in here I don't want to get out. They'll cover both doors and windows from the outside.
Clever, aren't you?
Very clever. It takes a clever man to outsmart the Green Hornet.
You know, of course, I'm the Hornet. But you don't know my real identity. You're bluffing, Carson.
Don't kid yourself. I have the evidence right here in my desk drawer, proving your read.
Mm-hmm. Who else knows about it?
No one else yet. Do you think I'm fool enough to give someone a chance to beat me to the reward?
I see. But if you want to have that fingerprint matched, someone must have...
That was easy. You forget that as a gag on opening night at this club, I had everyone leave his autograph with his fingerprints. You were here that night, and quite often since. I figured it was someone who knew the club pretty well to be able to go right to my living quarters. So I checked through those old cards and matched the print on the seal with the one on the autograph card you left opening night.
Oh, so that's it.
That's it, all right. So you see, I do know who you are. And the police will soon know. You're through, Reed. Through. And I'll collect $25,000 reward from your own newspaper. Now, that's what I call... Hey, what the...
Hey, come back here, Stell. Come back.
See here, Stell. I sent out word
that... And that gorilla out there can't bother us.
Stell, put down that gun or turn it on the Hornet here.
Hornet or no Hornet, I'm here after you, Carson. I know you fixed it so Jim would get picked up. I know you killed him and tried to say the Hornet did it.
Now, wait a minute, Stell. You don't know what this is all about. I have the Green Hornet here. The cops are coming to get him. He killed Jim. And you and I will divide the reward.
Keep your money, you dirty rat. I'm not afraid of you or the Hornet either.
But I know who he really is, Stell. Think what that means. Think
your
what...
thinking days are over, Chick Carson.
No, you don't.
Wait a minute, don't.
I shot him. I killed him. Oh.
I tried to stop her. Now there's only one thing to do. Get that evidence and try to get out of it. Yeah, this is it, all right. They're breaking in. Put out the lights.
Out of my way!
Hey, some guy's running off. Get him!
Going, Cato, quick.
What happened, Mr. Brick?
I got the evidence. Carson was shot by Finley's wife. I tried to stop
her. That break for a Green Hornet.
Well, that remains to be seen, Cato. If Carson's wound isn't fatal, or if he told anyone else about that evidence, I'm still in a touchy spot.
Well, that true?
I'll just have to worry about it until I hear the details from Axford. He went there with the police. Head for home, Cato. We'll wait there for the news.
Yes, sir.
It was more than an hour later when Britt and Cato, waiting in their apartment, heard a key in the lock.
Oh, here come Axford now.
Come on, Inspector. You too, Sarge.
Well, Inspector Evans and Sergeant Burke, I didn't expect you to come back here.
I came for a reason, Mr. Reed.
Reed, what do you think? Carson is dead.
Carson dead?
That's right. He was killed by Findlay's wife. I doubt that she'll have to take a murder rap, though, from what she's told us.
That's right. Carson was the killer himself. She saved the state the expense of a trial.
Well, what about the evidence he had against the Green Hornet?
The Hornet took that and got away with it.
I see. But didn't any of Carson's men know what he had found out?
No. Carson wanted to spring the surprise himself, whatever it was. But, Mr. Reed, I came here to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Well, Inspector?
I done a bit of thinking. Of course, if I'm wrong, I hope you'll overlook it.
Of course.
So far as I know, the only persons knowing that Carson phoned about having that evidence were Sergeant Burke, the officers who came here with us to get Findlay's body, and Mike Axford. That is, besides you.
I'm afraid I don't get what you're driving at, Inspector.
The Green Hornet went there before we did. All the others who knew were with me at headquarters. You were the only one who knew about that evidence who was not with us.
I see. Are you trying to say that you think perhaps...
Inspector, can I say a word, sir?
What is it, Axford?
I guess I have a confession to make. You see, I let the information slip out to a reporter on the Clarion before we came up here the first time.
Axford, I told you that information was off the record.
Axford? Why, what a thing to do.
I'm sorry, Mr. Reed. If I'd have known that, I wouldn't have come back here. I'm very much embarrassed, believe me.
Well, forget it, Inspector. I ought to fire Axford for a breach like that, but...
Suffering sakes, Reed. Honest, I didn't...
I'm sure the inspector won't insist upon anything so drastic this time.
Yeah, just so it doesn't happen again.
Cross me heart, Reed. I promise what happened tonight will never happen again. Honest.
I sincerely hope so, Axford. I sincerely hope so.
coming your way, another great adventure on David Harding Counterspy, on the air this afternoon over most of these same ABC stations. Yes, this fast-moving show brings you a complete new adventure each week. Many of the cases it brings you often parallel crimes that are happening right here in America today. For example, a few broadcasts ago, Counterspy presented The Case of the Phony Builder, in which David Harding exposed a building contractor who had a complex scheme involving the reselling of surplus government building supplies to black market builders. So if you've been missing this great adventure series, join us this afternoon when David Harding Counterspy is heard over most ABC stations. These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Al Neal speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.